It's not easy to know what will come next from singer-songwriter Patti Smith. She was one of the defining voices of the punk movement in the 1970s, has been a poet, painter, performance artist, and photographer. She's also the author of an award-winning memoir, Just Kids, about her relationship with the late photographer Robert Mapplethorpe. As WNYC's John Schaefer reports, now Patti Smith has released a new album inspired by a call from French filmmaker Jean-Luc Godard.
He said he wanted one good American.
With that cryptic message, Smith found herself playing a small role in Godard's new film called Socialism. Filming took place on a ship in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea.
I've never been at sea, you know, being in that remote in the center of the sea. So it gave me time to contemplate and write material, but also think about the idea of being at sea and the early explorers and what it must have been like, both exciting and terrifying.
In fact, Patti Smith's new album begins with a track called Amerigo, named for the explorer Amerigo Vespucci.
Words that have not been written, words from the new world.
Tracing the circles, moving across my eyes.
Bunga is Patti Smith's first album since the publication of her best-selling memoir, Just Kids.
I think the travels and experiences I had informed the songs, but also the welcoming from the people all over the world for the book, which I never dreamed. You know, I didn't anticipate that.
So the idea that maybe this album would reach a new audience,
yes.
People who had not heard your music,
yes,
before.
That was. I don't know if it will happen, but that was inspiring.
Just Kids recounted her relationship with the late photographer Robert Mapplethorpe and the early days of the punk rock movement in New York. And it's tempting to hear echoes of that book in some of the new songs, even the one called Maria, which was actually written after the death last year of French actress Maria Schneider. Schneider toured with Patti Smith back in 1976, after Smith's first album, Horses, was released.
The loss of her really threw me back to that period with such clarity, and the words just tumbled out. But it's not really just about Maria. I mean, Robert is in it. All of us are in it. The 70s is in it. I think of all the songs on the record, it's probably the most nostalgic and the most personal.
Patti Smith's new album also features a song written after the death of singer Amy Winehouse. Another was written as a birthday present to her friend, the actor Johnny Depp. But of all the pop culture references on the album, the most unusual might be woven into a song called Mosaic, which was initially inspired by the 12th century Persian mystic and poet Jalaluddin Rumi.
When I listened to the music, all I could think of was Rumi. And as I was finishing the lyrics, I saw Hunger Games, and I was very taken with the story of this girl, Katniss Everdeen, and I like her character very much. I like a girl with a bow and arrow, and there is the pulpit of the arrow in the lyrics, and so I added the small improvisation as a little salute.
I hunger for the cooling flame.
In addition to Patti Smith's longtime band, Bunga also features her son Jackson and daughter Jessie, as well as old friend Tom Verlaine, guitarist from the band Television. A tour is planned, and then it's back to the writing desk. The next Patti Smith project we're likely to see is the first of a trio of detective novels. For WNYC, I'm John Schaefer.